What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Simprovise. Thank you for coming back to episode number 2 of the Optimist Dave podcast that I did a long time ago. It seems like an eternity, but it was only a couple months ago. But Dave Kitt was kind enough to give us a good 2.5 hours. So this is the remainder of those hours we did. Huge thanks to Dave for giving me this. It was really interesting just to kind of get into what's going on in the esports realm in New Zealand. But by all means, if you want to help support, patreon.com/theprovisproject. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this as much as I did making it. So take care. Thank you. And like in a perfect world, bro, what would a federation and Standing Fierce kind of setup look like? Like, say for instance, in terms of them trying to develop these regional things that they would, what I heard an hour ago, you know, like what would that look like if you guys were involved? What would be the perfect like outcome for you? What would it look like?
So at the moment we kind of already do regional events, so all we would need like again would be a venue. So like if each region had, you know, their own esports like venue, you know, like the like Auckland Esports Center, you know, Hamilton Esports Center, Wellington Esports Center, and then from there you run the regional events out of it, you know, so you so then that way when people are looking, you know, so from there for us that would, that's what we would do. Because then we could just say everyone come to the center. That's where the regional tournament is going to be held. And then
you go, bro.
Oh no!
Because like you know, like all these sports have fields and courts and things like that. That should be like one of the first things they kind of think about investing in.
Sorry, what was it?
So you think like in terms of them, because you know, like bro, like you talk to any sporting agency or you know NSO, their first thing is to get a place to play. Like they have fields and courts and you know courts and you know all those other things, field or what do they call it, like hockey fields and shit, like that's the first thing, right? But there's nothing for esports.
No,
that would be the first kind of port of what they should do with. What do you think they should, the first thing they should do with TAB money is create that those things?
Definitely. Like if there's anything that comes out of it first would be venues for, you know, it would be like, it's like a community center, but specifically for esports.
So they're
also free to hire, like not free, like, you know, like you pay a fee, but a lot cheaper than a hotel room, you know, like a hotel ballroom. So from there you can, you know, build out and then, you know, from there you can build out and then you can suddenly have, you know, clubs and, you know, fucking Ruatoria on the edge of a cliff, you know, right next to the marae. But, you know, that's a Ruatoria fucking esports club, you know, like eventually.
Yeah. And the main thing, like, I think people kind of forget is that it costs money to, like, hire these places out and a lot of money. Like, just, it's really, really strange, eh? So, like, you're obviously... like you're open to have a conversation to these cats. Like I know that you are. I know you as a person want to see the growth of, you know, the sport, I suppose. But like, why is it like? And I did ask him this as well. Like, is it? It's not his. It's not your job to go and contact him. You know, he needs to come in and get out to the community. But like, apart from that, bro, is there anything else that would be helpful to kind of change how they're perceived in the esports community?
The biggest thing is just like transparency and communication, you know, like when you having been on before, you know, that's the first time I don't know how many people in the chat would have heard or seen or even knew who he was until like, you know, 2 hours ago. How are people supposed to know who to go to when they don't even know who the person is, you know, like if there's no face, no And the other thing too is like damn, the other guy's name was Billy, bro.
Oh, come, bro, why don't you put that in the chat, yo?
Nah, because I wanted him to answer it and he couldn't answer it.
Well, like, yeah. You know, shit, now you got me going. How did I know that? I should have known it.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, like, I don't know, like, and the other thing too is just, like, it's hard for, like, the biggest thing, like, is the credibility. Like, sure, like, you know, Abby, he's an amazing lawyer. You know, he was saying that that Israel Adesanya is one of his clients. Yeah. So, you know, so he must be a really good lawyer to have someone like that, you know, under him. And sure, that's cool. But what do you like gaming wise in the gaming scene? You know, well, what have you competed in? Do you understand, you know, like, it's cool to understand all the other stuff. But when you're trying to, you know, like, you can't just have that, like, that is the ruling body over the actual community.
Yeah. And that was my last question, was like, you know, like, do you think in your heart that, like, you're the best person? And, you know, I gave him his platform and he gave me his answer, and, you know, like, whatever his answer, however his answer is perceived to the general public is their opinion. Yeah. I think probably one of the biggest things is just like, just appreciation and understanding of how much you've kind of grinded and how much these people grind out. And like what we said before, like, you guys don't make any money. It's all for the passion. It's all for the growth. And it's all for, like, trying to, like, build something, you know?
Yeah. Like, it's something that I've come to terms with in the last 2 to 3 years, where I realized, like, where I am is, it's going to be, or I'm hoping it, this is like the foundation level, like, you know, like this level that we set here is like the start, so that the next generation can make money off of it from New Zealand, you know, and the next generation after that. So, like, I don't know, but that's probably like a different tangent anyway, you know, like, just going off. Yeah man,
but I think like, community based organizations like you guys, I think for real, like, you know, the amount of effort and time and money that goes into building stuff like this, and especially for as long as you guys have been going without any type of, you know, like, disruption, nobody's kind of going, nah, fuck this, I'm not doing this anymore, you know, and the level of leadership that you guys have kind of shown in terms of esports and thing is commendable, bro. Like, and I think the acknowledgement of that mixed with, you know, like, let's all try and get on the same page here. And I mean, we can bag on the bro for not knowing fucking, you know, gaming shit and all that, and that's cool. But, like, at the same time, bro, like, you know, we kind of have to find that middle ground to kind of coexist. Otherwise, it's just going to be fucking
definitely. I totally agree. Like I'm not, you know, like I was saying, I'm not against the idea of it, but I feel like there's a better way to go about it.
Yeah. You know, and there's a better way to open gates up for people to chat about things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly, man. Exactly.
And So I mean, growth wise, I only see you guys going bigger and bigger and bigger for, like, you know, the next 5 years, but Milky said too, is like, how are you guys going to handle the growth of this shit? Like, that's a hard question, I know, but, like, there's more people are coming, man. Like, you guys are doing online shit now, and people are like, think, but, bro, is there any way to find a place that you know of?
Nah, because I've looked around Auckland City. The biggest downfall of a lot of places is that the internet infrastructure sucks. So, you know, like, some places, it says, you know, it'll say fiber, and then when you go and visit the place and you're with the land agent, and then you're like, oh, so this has got fiber, and they're like, oh, I don't know, hang on, and then, you know, then they're looking it up, and then, yeah, then that's if they're not 100% on it, then I don't want to, you know, commit to a place and then find out, oh, I have to pay for the, you know, for the internet, my, you know, to get the installation, everything all set up myself.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then, you know, then there's a power, you know, power outlet issue is the other thing too. And then there's like a whole bunch of things, and a lot of buildings just aren't set up in Auckland City to be esports orientated at the moment.
Yeah. And I don't think there's many like esport organizations that are out there right now that are prepared for growth like you guys are, like, or have kind of future-proofed some things in terms of, like, you know, merch and trying to find a place. So you guys are onto like the next fucking way of going about things. But yeah, I just think, and that brings me to my next point, is the ceiling. Like, what is the ceiling right now for like you guys? Like, what can you handle? How many people in a tournament could you max handle?
I'd say,
like at a venue, like, so let's say Southern Cross Up.
Well, that was 200 competitors that we had, and I don't know how many spectators because I never count that, but I'd say maybe we could probably do more. I reckon we could do 300 pretty easy.
300 right now, is it like that's the ceiling? Yeah, like, you'll be like, fuck, more than that.
If we had if we had a venue to hold that many people, yeah, because I know the setups and the scheduling and everything. Like, we've pretty much got that all down. It's just the venue we'd need. So 300 easy. We could probably push, if we borrow community consoles, we could probably push it up to maybe 400 or 500 people.
Oh, so I thought, like, you know, consoles wise, is it?
Yeah.
Whose consoles are all those then?
Majority of them are mine.
How many consoles have you got?
I have 16.
Wait. I thought that all those consoles were like community anyway. No?
So I have an initial 16 plus 16 monitors, so that I know that we always have 16 setups.
And these all came out of your pocket, right?
Some from my pocket, some were donated by members of the community, We had a very special delivery from Sony NZ a couple years back. I'm not too sure if the lady who works there still works there, but she was pretty generous. I just asked for like, I was like, oh, I just asked to borrow some, and then she just like sent some, and she's like,
you out.
Yeah, but I mean,
like, man, that's crazy, man. Like, that's, you know, like, and I think like people, like, now that I know that, I'm like, far, bro, like, damn, that just shows how like in it you are, bro. You know?
Yeah, like. Yeah, because that was one of the biggest things that something I should have said at the start is, when I did take over Standing Fierce, I didn't even own an Xbox I owned nothing. I had no games or anything. Wow. I used to borrow Sol's Xbox and his monitor, and then I had a job. Then I bought Xbox, and then, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then from that, what I learned was, it's better to have your own equipment than rely on hired or borrowed equipment, because sometimes the equipment doesn't turn up on time, or it's not updated, or it just doesn't work. You know, like.
That's the other thing too, is like technical shit like that people don't care about.
Yeah.
Like, even like strain on, like, you know, like on a monitor and things like that. Right, that's crazy, man. And like, in terms of like growth online and things like that, are you guys looking at trying to include the online aspect of things a little bit more? I know that COVID has kind of made you guys do that, but is that a thing happening?
Yeah. Well, it's obviously way more prevalent now, but I used to run online leagues maybe like two or three years ago. And then even before then, we had online leagues. The only thing was, like, during that time, it was like Street Fighter 5 came out after the end of the last one, and I just didn't have time to set up another online league because I was studying at the time. So I was studying plus doing Standing Fierce events plus, like, you know, real life stuff. You know, gotta do the dishes and shit.
I know, that's the other thing too, is like, is it like people don't understand? Like, I've got you on talking about fighting games and shit, but like, people don't understand, bruv. You can't, you can't give the kids old effort sandwiches for lunch.
Sandwiches. That's cool. I don't mind all that stuff, you know, like, that's just part and parcel of, you know, but like, that's like the extra stuff that, but you know, and saying that everybody's gotta do the dishes and do their washing and, you know, do all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, not everyone, bro. You know, when you've got a Versace suit like me, brother, you gotta
it's all good. Hey, call the maiden. Ring the bell.
my new land maiden here. No. Whoa. Shout out, bro. You should give me a hiding.
Take it back.
sorry, baby. I'm sorry. All good. All right, bro. So, like, but cheer, bro. And, like, I just want to know, bro, how can these, like, and I know we said top three things, but yep. is there anything else, bro, that this Federation and even LPL and shit can help you? Like, and listen, I don't want you to go, oh, fuck, bro, like, I don't want to ask for shit. But what would be helpful, bro? Not even LPL. Oh, no. It could be anybody.
Of course, like, you know, like, I'm not gonna like down the companies, you know, like the people that work at the companies, you know, they're that's their job. So, you know, like, there's nothing against the people. Like, you know, I feel that LPL has done a good job at bringing esports to the mainstream of New Zealand. You know, like, one of the things from, I remember I was out west at the Te Manawa Community Center, bro, and this kid was like, "Hey, I saw you on Sky the other night." And I was like, trying to think, because, you know, this was like maybe.
Are you sure they didn't mean Police 10-7, bro? Because, like.
Nah, I'm good, bro.
I've seen that episode, bro.
I'm good, bro. Hey, they dropped the charges. Nah, I think it was, because when we did that Tekken thing together, I think his dad was watching it or something. He's like, yeah, my dad was watching Sky Sports. So, you know, like that's a good indication of where that reach is, you know, where that reach is going. I think it's just you know, like, the upper management need to be a bit more vocal, I guess. You know, they don't have to be, but if they wanna change the current public perception of them, you know, like, there are a lot of questions people have, like, you know, and you already asked that question, like, you know, like, do you feel, you know, like LPL is all good. Like, you know, they're a company, they're a broadcaster, you know, they do what they do. Like, they're fine. But I'm meaning more so for the NZESF, which is, like, the biggest question I have, though, and I should have asked this when I totally forgot, was what was the criteria of them picking their board members? Because, you know, there are so many experienced, you know, and high-leveled people within the scene that they could have picked from.
Bro, you know what? You know what? That was a question, bro, and I fucking totally forgot to ask.
Yeah. No, I forgot about it too, and then I forgot to chip in the chat. But, like,
saying that, though, I did ask around their criteria in terms, because I know a little bit about, like, that shit. And every year at the AGM, you know, people get voted on and voted off and shit like that. So, with the AGMs, and that's why I asked, when is the AGM and who can attend? Yep. Because, you know, like, and anybody can attend and anybody can vote. I think it's like anybody that's involved in, like, I might be wrong here, but it's anybody that is involved in, like, a competition. So if you're a member, I think it's that. And I know that on their website it says, like, any players are members or something like that. So I think any member can vote, and that's what's really important to kind of think. But sorry to interrupt you, but yeah.
No, it's all good. Yeah. So, that, you know, like, that's probably one of the biggest questions I should actually ask in the chat at that time. But, you know, I think that's one of the things that's on the forefront of a lot of people's minds, and I think that's what, you know, needs to be explained, so that this perception of them, you know, not having any link to gaming, you know, like, it's cool if you're like a salesman for game, like, you know, for a gaming company, or if you're, like, you know, like, do stuff outside of actually playing the game, that's cool. But, like, playing the game and pushing this again, selling the game or talking about the game, are two completely different things. So I feel like if you have no knowledge about the scene, then I don't know if being in charge of stuff like that, you know,
Yeah, bruv. But I've got a couple of questions from Twitter. From Twitch. One's from Tmod. Tmod says, "Ask David questions later." I got to head out. Oh man, just give it to the fucking question, lady. Shit. Can Standing Fierce? That's what it is. What can the community do to help Standing Fierce hold more community events? So, like, not necessarily like Tmod, for instance, you know, who just people that just aren't gamers but they want to help.
Well, if you want to, like, I'm always open to volunteers. I'm real bad at asking for people but, like, I'm always like, if people are keen to volunteer, you know, even if it's just to either sit at the registration desk or run a bracket, or even just help set up or help pack down, help solve with the stream. So, A lot of people know this, but Sol runs pretty much a one-man stream where you actually need four people to do what he does. He does it all on his own. Man. So
shout outs to the brother.
Yeah. So you know, he's always happy for people to, you know, help him out around the stream and stuff. Yeah, just the stuff there. Or even if people are keen to help with like social media posting, because I'm fucking ass at that. You know, like I just kind of just roll. I have to you know run it by the committee before I post what I'm gonna post. So sometimes I get the no, and I just do it anyway.
Bro, I was on stage A and Sol was on the booth, and he wouldn't stop fucking laughing in the in my seat. Yeah. And I was like, boy, shut up, boy. It was putting me off. And you just hear, because his laugh is quite like funny. And then I was like, it was egging me on, G. It was fucking, all I was doing was just saying some more funny shit to get him to get that laugh out.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, he's done, man. All right, bro. Here we go. Quick fires, brother. Quick fires. Yeah. And here we go. Batman or Iron Man, bruv?
Or Iron Man all day.
Fucking thank you, bro. You're the only dude that's come on and said that, and I'm like, how could you not go with Iron Man?
Bro, it's like, that's Tony Stark, G.
Bro. And they're like, oh, yeah, Bruce Wayne's smart. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Bro. It's fucking Tony Stark, G.
Yeah, bro.
Anyway, what Ninja Turtle are you, bro?
Oh.
I pin you as a Raphael cat, bro.
What? Oh.
I reckon you're Raphael, bro, and Sol's Donatello, my G.
I like Raphael, but I'm actually more Leonardo orientated. Eh?
Yeah. There's a little. Yeah, it was one of those two, I guess. Yeah. But definitely Donatello for the brother Sol.
I think it's either him or Raph. One of those two.
One of those two. Okay.
He's got those. He's stubborn, so you know.
But Donnie's that fucking dude, bro. That just quiet get the work done.
Yeah, and that's true.
I don't know. I don't know Sol that well, but you know, he seems Donatello cat to me. Bro, who is the saltiest member of the NZFGC, bro?
Oh, bro.
It's time, bro. It's time to do it, eh? Let's just do it, bro. Fuck, it's natural, G. It's so good. Who is the saltiest, bro?
Nah, I can't, man.
Nah, you can. Nah. Ask these hard questions, bro. Is that me at the hyenas right now, bro?
Nah, I'll say I'm the saltiest. I'll say I'm the saltiest.
That's cop out.
Bro, no name, G. I'm not a knock, bro. No knocky. That's the rules.
This ain't police station, bro. We're just keeping it real, bro. Bro, shout out.
Nah, I'll tell you in real life.
No, we can't do that.
You got to wait 3 weeks, G.
Oh, bro. All right, what's the biggest hurdle for somebody that's too shy to enter one of your tournaments, bro? What is the hurdle?
Probably just self-confidence. Yeah. A lot of the time people think they're not good, but the secret is nobody's good. That's the secret. Nobody is good, guys. So when you sit next to the other guy and you think he's good, he's thinking the exact same thing as you.
Fucking hell. All right, next question. Who's the saltiest member of the FGC, bro? Who was it, bro? Okay. No. All right. What's the go-to ice cream flavor, bro?
Oh, bro, I'm pretty basic.
Salted caramel, eh? You can.
Huh?
Salted caramel, you salty bastard. Let's go. What?
Nah. I'm a hokey pokey guy.
Oh, bro.
Just keep a classic, bro. You know.
Keep it in there.
Yeah. Oh,
what's the go-to like ice cream to pick up at the dairy?
Oh, nah, bro. there's street cyclones.
Yeah, shut up, bro. Yeah, shut up with those
bro,
ones.
They're so good, bro. They're so good.
Yeah, whatever, bro. And I bet you film yourself eating them, mate.
No contact. I just eat it in the back seat. Nobody look at me,
bro. What's the first chicken you pull out of the KFC bucket, bro? What's your go-to?
Oh, the breast.
Fuck, bro. Why heaps of people, bro? Don't give that enough credit, eh?
Bro, the breast doesn't mean, G. There's only two little bones, and you can see them. And you take them off. And you just eat the whole thing.
You just bite it.
Yeah, right. And then you just left off cartilage, you know, like if you're savage, bro, eat the whole thing.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I bet you eat that, eh?
My mom raised me right, you know, don't eat that part.
My missus was like, why don't you eat this bit? And then she was like, bro, they call this the coconut bit. And I was like, it doesn't taste like coconut. Yeah, it feels like, you know. All right, bro, what is your top three NZFGC moments, bro, in your time? Top three.
In my time, obviously, so starting from number three would be watching Ghost Chips beat MOV and Brian F at Combo Breaker last year. That was cool. That was awesome. Number two would be Wazza perfecting Perfect Legend at BAM 7 or BAM 8. It was one of them, but that was amazing to see. And number one is Mason winning Marvel 3 at that same BAM, being the first New Zealander to win a fighting game tournament in Australia.
Sweet. Hey, if somebody came to you and they were like, hey bro, we wanna get you to build Ifans again.
Yeah.
And bro, what would be the first thing? Like how would you do it, bro? What would be one of the things that you would do?
I'd go back to see if that space where the original Ifans is still available.
And just make it like a esport place like you were talking about?
Yeah, definitely. I'd have arcade machines in there, but I'd probably space it out so that there would be room for, you know, like the couches and stuff, you know, like to have, so there would be like, you know, like a casual play area for like the Switch and like the, you know, to do like party game stuff, and then have like an internet cafe style area of PCs and stuff, and then have the competitive side, you know, like kind of like all areas covered.
Yeah. Bro, were you NWO, bro, or Wolfpack, bro?
Oh, bro, that was, for me, that was actually real hard because I was a big Outsiders fan. So when those two, Scott Hall and Kevin Nash split, man, I was conflicted, eh?
Which side did you go to, bro? I was fucking Hollywood, G. I was all about the Hollywood. You know why? Because Randy Savage.
Before
he jumped over.
Yeah, nah, I actually went with the Wolfpack, eh?
You were the Wolfpack?
Yeah, right. Kevin Nash was too cool, man. And at that time, Scott Hall was fucking it up with the alcohol and all that, you know? Yeah.
I don't even know if that was a... And I know Holotude's here. I don't even know if that was a fucking... That was a work call that was, like, legit, but, bro, yeah. He was drunk as fuck, like, all the time. And he would fight for real. Like, I was like...
That's why there was, like, it was, like, a weird thing. Like, you know, for me watching it, I was like, damn, you Scott Hall, like, you fucking... You waster, you know, and then I was just like, nah, dude, Kevin Nash is the man, and then that was sold Wolfpack all day, bro. I had all the t-shirts and stuff. I still got a Kevin Nash t-shirt.
Bro, did you have the theme music on your phone, bro? And whenever you walked into class, bro, you'd play it?
Nah, I wasn't. Nah, I couldn't justify spending $3.95 on my Alcatel.
You remember there was those Nokias, bro, and they had like you could.
Oh, that's the one, yeah.
You could input your own ones.
Nah, bro, I only had... Oh, you just recorded it? Was it that one?
No, bro. It was like a piano, bro. And you could, like, input your own...
you make your own... Line. I remember someone had the DX one.
I had that Wolfpack one, bro. That ding, 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 ding. Right. And I used to rock it, like, yo.
I used to have the ring toy. And, you know, when you bring them down the ring... And then the Wolfpack music plays.
Oh, fuck, bro. That's next level, bro. Right
yeah,
there.
Man.
Shit. Bro, what's the most trays of food you've seen in the back of an Estima, bro?
Whoa. Hey, not feeding the car.
Never mind, bro. I'll get that question out of there, brother.
Nah, I've seen some. I've seen the one of the funniest ones I saw was it was Mitsubishi Cyborg, you know, the hatchback one.
Yeah, bro, I know which
one. Right, so the back seat had plates covered, like plates, like all on the back seat, and then in the boot, it had the like one of those old box, like you know the muscle boxes that you get the muscles in.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, so, I know which one.
Yeah. So it was one of those big ones, bro, just piled up with plates, and then sitting on top was half a pig in a pig head. Bro, and then I was just like, hey.
And then let's go home, mum. Don't be sad. They're like, let's go now, mum.
And then you go inside and then they're just sitting there eating the food on the table. Like, bro, who are you feeding?
Bro, if you could change your name, bro, from and witness protection, bro, what would your name be?
Oh, fuck. Oh, probably. Nah. Oh, would I have to be serious or can it be like?
Up to you, bro.
Oh, bro. I changed my name. I don't know. It's hard because I'm so used to being called David now. It's like, Dave's just like, oh, you know what? I changed it to Razor Ramon.
Oh, shit. I know a dude called Razor, bro. His actually name was Razor.
And I was like, I want to be called Razor. Oh, they were like, bro, that's the bro Raze. Oh, Raze dog.
Ooh, you have to be honest with this one, bro, and you can't talk shit, okay? You have to be straight up honest. Bro, did you ever have the Jonah Lomu haircut, bro, with the little thing in the front, bro, and you pulled it down, like the fringe?
Nah, that wasn't me.
Straight up?
I'm not like straight up, bro. I didn't get that. Because I never used to get I never get like baldies or anything. So I just used to get the regular white man haircut, you know, short on the sides, scissors at the top, so you can still play around with it, you know, put some gel in it and shit.
Number two with the Jonah brother, that was the way. Bro, personality wise, bro, what X-Men are you?
Oh, damn. When I was younger, I used to think I was like Wolverine, but I think that's like 99% of everyone born in the 80s, 90s.
Yeah, I thought so too. Everybody.
I'd say maybe. Oh, it's hard now because all of their personalities are changed.
No, I mean the ones from the.
Oh, the original. Originals.
Animated.
Probably. I guess Cyclops.
Yeah, I was gonna say, bro. You do. There's a bit of Cyclops in you, bruv.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Bro, what's the go to brand for the corned beef, bro? Your palms guy? What?
Oh, bro, it's Hallabees.
Hallabees. Oh.
Yeah.
And what do you put with corned beef, bro? What's your go to?
Oh, bro. If there's no taro, bro, taro is always number one.
Yeah, obviously, but what's the go to one?
If there's no taro, then probably potatoes. any starchy kind of. So if there's no taro, then I go potato. If there's no potato, then I'll go kumara. If there's no kumara, then I go carrot.
What about like spaghetti?
Nah, that's like that's too much effort, bro. You gotta open the can. You open two cans and then put them together. But I know what you're where you're going with.
You know what I'm saying? Either the spaghetti or the noodles, bro.
It's a spaghetti. Spaghetti with the garlic and onions. Oh yeah.
If someone's shouting you Maccas, bro, what's and like they're like, yo, choose whatever you want, bro. What do you grab?
Oh, bro, I'm grabbing the 50 pack of nuggets and 50 pack of nuggets, two quarter pounders. A large frozen Coke, two fillet of fish, and two double cheeseburgers.
Fuck. And you finished that shit?
Nah, I'll eat half and save the other half for later. I'm new ANG.
Nah, bro, I'll put about a plan back the other half.
Put up together.
Bro, do you, could you eat a whole family box by yourself?
You're hungry? Yeah, easy.
Yeah, bro. What's the routine, bro? As soon as you finish the tourney, bro, and like everything's packed up, go home, bro. What's the or you go somewhere? What's the post? Yeah. What's the routine when you finish every tourney?
Have a beer. I'll open a beer. Take my shoes off one at a time. Sometimes I walk around with one shoe on for a while, just because you know the brain's on standby. probably just have a beer and just talk to Soul about the tournament and. You know, about what went well, what went bad, what went good, you know.
Yeah. And first sign, here's one, bro. First sign that a new player in the FGC is not going to last around for long, bro.
When.
You could probably write a book about that.
the biggest tell is when I meet them for the first time and they say they're going to be at the next one. That's the biggest tell. It's oh man, like they'll miss the tournament, but they'll turn up and they'll be like, oh man, I missed it. Oh, I'll be at the next one. And then I never hear or see them again. I don't know why.
Fuck, feel a bit personally attacked there, brother, because that's what I did to you the other time.
Nah, you're all good. But we still stay in contact is what I mean, you know, like majority, yeah, that's the biggest sign. It's just like the one way I can tell people are going to come back is when they come in and I say, hey, what's up? And they're like, oh, I'm new. And I just ask what games they play. Right? If I say, oh, this is thing, he plays this game, I have a game with him, and if they sit down and I never hear from him again, bro, that means that he's coming back because he'll be sitting there the whole day.
Yeah. All right, bro. Three top threes, bro. Three most influential gaming like competitors of all time, bro. Influential. Change the game.
Oh, Fatality would be number one. I remember him from when I was like,
yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, he's got a one in his name, right?
Yeah, yeah, the quick guy. He's like, he would be there.
No, I mean fighting game. Oh no, fighting game.
Fighting game wise? Oh, bro.
Daigo? You have to.
Daigo and Justin Wong, definitely. Daigo just because of his international appeal. Justin Wong because he's just like, he was just a kid from New York who just turned up and started beating everybody and was the undisputed best Marvel vs. Capcom 2 player ever. You know, and he's I think he holds the record. Oh no, I think Sonic Fox finally beat him, but he used to have the record for most Evo tournament wins, which I think was like seven, I think. Something ridiculous. And then the other one would most probably be I'd say Ryan Hart from England.
Yeah.
He was the first like big non-American, like, you know, America, Japan are like the big one and two. And he was like the first name I heard who wasn't from England. And the man had an afro. And, you know, like, and, you know, for like, you know, brown kid, that's, you know, like, even though we're not like, you know, skin tones aren't exactly the same, but just that, I don't know, you know, it's like that weird connect that you have. It's like, damn, that's the bro.
Yeah. All right. Top three salty meltdowns at a Stanley Fierce tournament you've ever seen with your own eyes, bro.
All right. Number three. Damn, that's cold. That's an ultra cold one.
Just bringing up history, brother. It's not that hard.
All right. So number three, in my opinion, would be shout out to Fank. He was trying to run an N64 Smash tournament at Southern Cross Up 2016. And he went a bit over time. I think he just was a little bit stressed and he had a little moment, but he recovered and finished the tournament.
All right.
You know, finished it off. So that's one. Number two. Oh, number two would be that's a rough one. Because a lot of the community is pretty legit. Number two. Yeah,
but there's always that time where you're like, bro, settle fuck.
Yeah.
Bro.
Just
shit.
Just the rage. Well, one of them, this is a long time ago, NZism. Oh, no, actually, might have been a Standing Fierce. Yeah, it was Standing Fierce. I think it was Christmas Damager 2, I think. King Kong just lost in Marvel 3 to Smoof, and he put his joystick on the ground in a not slow, safe manner. That was a big damn. If he's watching, sorry,
but someone that one. Someone tag him on Twitter, please.
Remember that one? Well, just because like he himself as a player, he's quite reserved. You know, he's quite a reserved, like quiet player. So
yeah,
that was
yeah,
a bit out of the blue. Surprise. Number one. Trying to think. No, I don't think they have been. Nah. I think it's just those two that I can think of.
Is there any like funny kind of thing? Like I talked to Drax about the roses thing.
Fuck, the roses? Mate. Oh, him with his,
yeah. Is there anything else like that? That was like, wow, that's pretty creative. It's pretty flamboyant that you can remember off the top of your head.
Nah, I think one time Reno came cosplaying as Nakali from Street Fighter V.
Pretty cool.
When he had his long hair, yeah, and he put the makeup on. One of the guys. Oh, he's from Tauranga, but he comes to Auckland a lot. He's got a Bowser, like a full Bowser suit, like a onesie.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. With like a shell and the tail and stuff.
Shamia in the chat said, "Man, Chopper has the saltiest losses."
Yeah. He's got a few. I don't want to knock, but you know, he's got a
few. That was Shamir. That wasn't you, bro. That was Shamir.
Yeah. Just cooperating with the co-defendant.
Bro. All right. Top three broken players that have ever been released on a game before.
You mean the characters?
Yeah, characters, sorry.
From recent memory or just anything, in general? Bro.
One of those cheesy motherfuckers.
Well, Leroy definitely was top, like ridiculous top for a Tekken character. He pretty much, if they didn't do what they did to him, he was going to define the meta. Second one would probably be Meta Knight in Smash Brothers Brawl. He was he was just way better than the rest of the cast, and that made that game kind of boring to watch. And then those two. Oh, and in Street Fighter 4, it would have been Arcade Edition Yun, who was one of the twins.
Yeah, that ruined it for heaps of people.
Yeah, he was just ridiculous. Just, you know, like you could beat him, but you just had to kind of be safe. Yeah, so it'll be those three.
Yeah. All right, bro. That's it, bro. Thank you so much, eh? 2 hours.
I know, that's all good. Oh, damn, that went quick.
2 hours. I know. It's because you're dealing with a professional right here, mate.
Right. You're good. Nah, you're good, man. You're good.
I'm not good, but I'm great.
Hey, we'll keep you on.
Okay. So, any shout-outs, bro? Any shout-outs you got to anybody?
Right. Big shout-outs to the community. Oh, actually, shout-outs to Iron Soul, who's actually like the real backbone of the community. Not a lot of people know this, and you know, not a lot of people give him that much respect and stuff for what he does for the stream. And he helps me out with a lot of things that I have no idea how to do. He does a lot of the, you know, the graphics and all of that. And at the same time, you know, he's currently working because he is an essential worker because he works at the hospital. So he does a lot for the community, but he doesn't say much. So I feel like a lot of people need to, you know, just like, you know, just give him a little bit of respect. Especially some people who, you know, who've been to a lot of tournaments and they still don't know his name, you know, like there's just the small things, you know, small things. Another shout out to pretty much all the TOs up and down Auckland, what an Aucklander guy, up and down New Zealand. So, you know, you got Dan Arashi, down in Hamilton, you know, you've got Shamir who helps him with the stream. Then you got Jackson with Expansion NZ down in Wellington doing not just fighting games, but, you know, League of Legends, like pretty much any kind of esportsy thing. And, you know, he's real into the community, giving back kind of, you know, to the grassroots level. Then you got down, you know, the boys down in Christchurch or Nick for Now and 10 times Human Strength, the Ra 50, Dragon Lay for the Smash guys down there. Oh, and also Hugh and Karan and I feel real bad because I forgot the third guy's name, but they're the guys who do the Smash events down in Wellington, like Bigger Breezy, which is the humongous NZ Smash tournament. Like if you're a Smash player, that's where that's your genesis, that's your big house in New Zealand. And then Butterdraw for hosting Dunedin's event. Butterdraw and Ding Dong Kid for putting that together down in Dunedin at the start of the year, which by the looks of thing might be the only offline event we get for New Zealand this year. Just the other guys in the community, you know, putting in work as well. Like, you know, understanding that there's no big payoff. There's just, you know, just hanging with the boys, you know, and girls, and just hanging with the mates and just, you know, trying to make this esports thing work.
Yeah, bro. I really hope that, like, these conversations that we had today, I mean, bro, I talk to you all the time. We always have bands and shit like that. But, like, especially with the one earlier today, is that, like, people can kind of get, like not just educated, but, like, just understanding and having empathy for different people's perspectives on things. And, yeah, they're not all right. But at the end of the day, as long as we can kind of – and that's why, like – and I said this to you, like, earlier. That's why I kind of wanted to chat with you, bro, is because, like – we all you're the cold face. You're the guy that is like at the cold face, on the grassroots and getting that done. So like, that's why, yeah. And I just want to thank you, bro, for coming on through, man.
No, it's all good, man. Thanks for having me. Yeah. It's just, you know, like I don't think what I do is that important, but if a lot of people enjoy it, then, you know, I might as well keep going.
Yeah. You're an essential worker to some of these people, bro. You know, you are like, yeah. What you do helps people kind of get out of their own bubble, I suppose, or their comfort zone, and try something. So thanks, bro.
That's all good.